Hello?
Yeah.
Hello?
Hey, sorry about that.
It's okay.
I shouldn't have said what I said. About Janie. I don't know that she heard your mother's end. I may have filled in the gaps on that in my mind because how she was describing your end of the conversations was consistent with what you were telling me at the time.
All right. We're inconsistent.
Sorry. No, it was consistent
Okay.
that you on your end were constantly saying, "Mom, I'm not doing that. Mom, I'm not," you know, like as though your mom was trying to convince you to go all out into warfare mode.
Yep, she was.
And you were trying to say that you didn't want to fight and be, you know, essentially.
And she's still doing it worse than ever.
Which Janie said pointed to not so much just your mom's, you know, default mode of assuming that you fight aggressively and don't worry about how it's going to harm somebody you supposedly love, but you know, Janie said it pointed more to the fact that your mom has had this problem ever since she divorced people and went from man to man, and you judged her for it and acted like she was, you know, dishonorable and gross for it.
Well, she
And then
was.
grew up, and you know, had this perfect, "I'm never going to divorce" kind of attitude that made her look bad. Janie said this is kind of your mom's ticket to getting you back and not being able to be judged anymore is by making you just like her.
Well, she's still trying that, but I'm not
Yeah.
ever going to
No,
be the
but you.
one to divorce you or fight with you. So, like I said, you can
Right,
have whatever you want.
But like, if I'm saying what I want is for you to submit to the church leadership,
That's literally
then you're.
impossible. So you can have anything
And
that
you're.
you want that's possible.
That's your choice, Dustin. But when they write you a letter and it's in black and white, and you
I already
can't
did their letter.
say it, huh?
I already did their
Right, but.
letter, even though not all the elders even agreed with the
Exactly, but I'm
letter.
saying like if you're telling me now that you're wanting to let me choose the time sharing schedule, then you're not really against their letter. If you're telling me right now
I never said I was against their letter.
that you wanted
I
to
never
go
said I
and
was
you
against
wanted to
their
get,
letter.
I know that's on, so let me finish. So if you're telling me now that you want to go and you want to get a full psychological evaluation, then you're not against their letter. You know, if you're telling me that you want to respect my communication boundaries, then you're not against their letter. Like, there's not any advice they gave you that was bad advice. There's not any
And they gave me advice that's
counsel
against the
that was.
letter. I never said I was against the letter.
Okay, but when you go to Jackie Hayes, and Jackie Hayes knows very, very little about the
Even if that's
nature of.
true, then they shouldn't have sent me that letter.
That's not
I'm
truthful,
saying that they're
Dustin.
not.
That's not truthful. They don't have an
Well, yes, it
obligation
is.
to spend the amount of time that Aaron spent with you, every single one of them. They don't have the obligation to
Well.
spend the amount of time with you that CA spent with you, every single one of them. They do have the right to trust one another. They do have the right to trust CA's judgment and Aaron's judgment. That's something that they have the right to do.
Even CA and Aaron aren't on the same page, as far as I can tell, unless they've
Well,
talked since then. But I don't
because
think that
I
they
have.
should be sending a letter when they haven't
But
considered it as
nothing in their
elders.
letter
I don't
was wrong.
agree with that.
Nothing in their letter was
Nobody's
inconsistent with
ever
truth.
said that.
So that's what I'm saying. It does. You don't need every single one of them to have the full expanse of the hours and 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 hours that they have to neglect their own spouses and their own children in order to spend time figuring out what's going on with you. In order for God
Aaron,
to give them the unity and the
not
strength
in
and
the
strength
given
of character
in
and the wisdom and the good judgment to know what to put in the letter. And in that letter, they didn't go beyond the bounds of what you know is reasonable. They didn't. So if you on some topic that's unrelated to what God has called them to advise you on and give you unity on, if on some unrelated topic that's not falling under their jurisdiction right now, you're able to get them to say different things, that's neither here nor there.
I'm not going to be able to follow our elders if they can't be on the same page.
If you ask them, you know,
at least one of our elders and probably two don't agree with what was stated in that letter. Jackie Hayes practically said that when he gave it to me.
Okay, but what is your intention right now? To fight me on child timesharing?
No.
Or to, okay, so I'm
saying. I've never said I will give you everything.
What was in the letter was of God and was prayed over and was taken very seriously.
It can't have been taken very seriously when they don't believe
what's in there. It was taken very seriously. And just because you get Jackie Hayes alone in a room and he doesn't know anything about what's going on and you get him to say different doesn't mean that what was in the letter is not trustworthy. It made it that far.
It means that he doesn't agree with it.
God gave them the, because he doesn't know, Dustin. He doesn't know. But you know,
if he doesn't know, they shouldn't have sent the letter in the first place. They're not functioning as elders.
That's not true. They're functioning very well. That's why, without Jackie being the one to have to neglect his own family and his own wife and his own children, they were able to come to a consensus to give you that letter. That's functioning as elders.
They didn't come to a consensus.
They did. Just because you got Jackie Hayes alone and got him to say different later doesn't mean that they didn't come to a consensus in deciding that that was the right message to send you. And when you stop and think about it, it actually was the right message to send you. And you didn't actually need to get Jackie Hayes alone like you did. You chose to do that. That was your manipulation on your end. It was not of God. It was not of the elders that that occurred. That was you. But you're telling me right now that you're choosing to reject their counsel and accept your mother's counsel.
No, nobody said anything like that.
Your mom wants you to live in one of our rentals.
No, I want to live in one of our rentals. She's removing any burden of us doing that by providing the financial support.
Right, but if she's going to give you $12,000 and you're choosing that's where you want to sink it, instead
she's not
of replenishing,
she's
instead
specifically,
of, well, if she's
specifically
paying,
only willing to give it for me to have a place to live, which is
necessary. So that's what
anyway.
I'm saying. She's okay. So you've got her involved in a very interesting way.
I don't have her involved at all. She made the offer without me asking for it.
Sure. But you understand that her mindset is not on getting you to see God's way, that her focus is not on getting you.
I'm not relying on her for that.
To understand that script. I know, I'm just saying that's not her goal. She's not saying, okay, I've got $12,000, and if I can spend it in a way that helps Dustin to see that God doesn't want him to lean on his own understanding, but God wants him to seek first the kingdom of God. That's how I'm going to spend the $12,000. That's not what your mom's doing.
I'm not relying on her
going,
for
okay,
that. I know.
Okay, I need to prove to the court that Dustin is the better parent and Dustin has a more stable situation for the children and that Dustin should get more time sharing so that I can get the kids with Dustin as much as possible.
I already told you I'll give you everything in our divorce.
I know. I'm just saying, look at how your mom's spending her money. She's spending her money in a particular way for a particular reason.
It's that I have a house to live in, honey.
She's not motivated to get you to submit to godliness and be somebody who is honorable enough and frugal enough and selfless enough to go and live with the McDonald's for a year while you work to pay off some of the credit card debt. That's not her goal.
Because
she doesn't care about your godliness. She doesn't care about your decision.
I'm not relying on her for advice, Erin.
I know, but I'm saying that's the reason that you're able to get money from her is because you're pursuing a situation that
I'm not pursuing anything. She offered that.
I know, but that is a situation where you are not submitting to anybody. That's a situation where you're isolating yourself from wise counsel. That's a situation where you're able to look like you're somebody who's financially responsible because you have a nice place to live on Amelia Island. But it's not the reality of how you've spent your money. It's not the reality of how you've made your investments. Like, she's supporting something that doesn't turn you in the direction.
Can you just say that you're not going to support me living in one of our houses, even though it doesn't cost us anything?
I'm saying that it's really hard for me to discern whether you're actually pursuing reconciliation because the decisions you're making are showing me that you will never, ever be willing to do that. And so I'm looking at your actions now instead of your words. And when your words say one thing, but your actions say completely different, I have to assume that your actions represent your actual intent and your actual heart and your actual motivation.
Okay. Well, I don't see the house as being germane to that, but I can't understand it, so.
Because you are...
Thanks for letting me know that you view it as me not being able to be married to you.
No, I'm saying that you're claiming that you want to be with me, but you know that I am a wife who expects you to submit to church authority. So that is definitely not something that you're actually willing to ever do.
I don't understand this conversation, but I don't really want to keep having it, not understanding it. Nobody in our church has told me that I can't live in one of our houses when my mother is going to completely cover any financial burden of it. So your statement is incorrect about me not following their...
I'm saying that if you were willing to submit to accountability, you would still be at the McDonald's.
I'm not allowed at the McDonald's. So
that's because of your
statement is incorrect.
That's because of your irresponsible, non-accountable behavior.
Well, that's not what I heard, but...
It is.
If they're saying something behind my back, that's different from
what
that.
What did they tell you?
I'm hearing it.
What did they tell you?
That it's not helping us build our relationship, so it's pointless, and I needed the space.
Right. Which is true, that you were definitely living at their house while filing false court documents about me to try to manipulate me and harm me. You were absolutely pursuing your mother's way the whole time you were living under their roof. Remember how you
were
trying
to... There is no possible explanation for you being against me living in one of our houses when it doesn't cost us any money.
Well, you're telling me you don't know how long she's going to do it.
Well, I can ask her.
But you can't say there's no possible explanation. You understand that, like, when you live at the McDonald's, they
can't
can
argue
see,
with you about this anymore.
They can see how much you spend on packages coming from Amazon. They can see how much you spend on cigars. They can see how much you spend on craft beers. They can see how much you spend on clothing. Like, they can see, and so there's actual accountability. And you have some really, really bad addiction problems right now that you're going to be able to continue to indulge in a way that is injurious to your children's financial future. And that's a situation that you're choosing.
Right. I'm going to choose to have a place to live. That is what I'm going to choose.
Right, but you're not choosing to be accountable to other people. you're choosing to isolate yourself from other people in every way possible, knowing that
I literally live in community housing just to work on myself.
No,
I understand you don't agree. I don't really want to argue about it right now.
You're at a resort, a $600 a day resort.
Okay.
I don't do that kind of thing because I, as much as it's my deepest fantasy to have some kind of mix-up where I get arrested and have to spend the week in jail, like, I would never actually willingly go off to a resort because my children need me and I do what I have to do for them to be there for them.
Okay. All right.
It's not some big sacrifice.
All right, I'll see you in a little bit.
Are you telling me that if Jackie Hayes clarified everything for you, then you would be willing to be completely submissive and not do any more of this trying to get people alone to make them answer different questions anymore? Like, you'd be over that and you'd be willing to follow what they come up with as a team in the future?
Sure.
Really? So it's all about Jackie right now?
No. Did you even read the letter? They're not consistent on almost any item whatsoever. So
what?
No, it's not just about Jackie.
What's the problem?
The problem is they don't take their role as elder seriously in giving advice to consider what they're going to say.
That's not true, because when they put something in a letter, that means that that's something that God has placed on their heart and on the table before them, and they've gone to extreme lengths to seek unity on whether that is something that they should put before you.
All right, great. Well, then maybe they should try communicating via letters only.
But you're the one who decided to go and get Jackie alone by himself. Like, you're the one who should maybe not.
I did that because none of the others were trustworthy with my emotional state at that time. So you're asking a big ask, and I will try it.
They were not trustworthy with your emotional state? Is that what you just said?
Yes, I think so.
They were not trustworthy with your emotional state.
No, they were not.
So you decided that they were not trustworthy with your emotional state, so you should get Jackie by himself to see if
I think there's lots of other people that have that opinion also.
They were not trustworthy with your emotional state?
I think a lot of people have that opinion. I think there's a lot of people that have the opinion that they're not trustworthy for giving advice about marriage. I think there's a lot of people that have opinion that they're
about
not functioning elders.
Do you know people you're talking about?
I'm talking about have read the unrefuted things that I stated in my letter to our elders.
Do you know what people you're talking about?
Mm-hmm.
You don't even know who you're referring to?
I know some of them.
So you mean your Kentucky counselor and you mean Neil Helton?
That was kind of garbled.
What?
I didn't know what you said.
You're talking about your Kentucky pastor and Neil Helton and the 10 pastors that you refused me to give me a list of from Honey Lake?
I didn't refuse to give you a list of pastors, and yes, those two would be included.
Right. You understand that these are all...
But Neil Houghton did tell me to go to Jackie Hayes, which preempted my conversation with him. Said that he had a high opinion of Jackie Hayes out of that group.
Uh-huh. Right,
So which means that if Jackie Hayes comes and tells you that he stands behind, you should follow everything in the letter, and that it was manipulative.
I've already followed everything in the letter.
Dustin, that's my point. If you think the advice in the letter is something you should follow, then spinning up this whole thing about them not functioning as elders is silly. Because if they pointed you in the right direction on that, then there's no reason to spin up a whole they're not functioning story. You just follow what's in the letter.
It goes to their judgment and ability to tell me.
No. Just because you can
yes, it does. I'm ignoring Jackie Hayes to follow the advice in the letter, and I'm not doing it on the basis of the letter. I'm doing it out of love for you. It's got nothing to do with the letter that was completely invalid because the elders don't actually hold the opinions that they said in the letter.
It was completely valid. It was of the Holy Spirit that it was able to make it to you. That is functioning as elders. It was good advice. It was godly advice based on the entirety of the situation, which the Holy Spirit knows, and even Aaron Bell does not know. That's a supernatural thing that letter was able to make it through fallible men who only have partial information into your hands and actually be good, godly advice that you should follow. That is functional.
Well, then you better insist they only send me letters, because otherwise they're not on the same boat.
Dustin, they're not required to be on the same page. That's extra biblical.
Well, if they would like to give advice as elders, they should be.
That is extra biblical, Dustin.
And you're asking me to follow the advice of our elders, which is literally impossible.
No, I'm not asking you to call them and say, should I have Fruit Loops for breakfast or Cheerios? And then say that they're ungodly men if you get two different answers. That's not what I'm saying. I'm not saying follow their advice in all things. That would be silly. There's no reason to have an expectation that four different people are always going to give you the same advice. I think it's completely valid for somebody to say, you should have a lawyer. And somebody say, you should not have a lawyer. Because you know what?
That's in the letter.
It affects me more than anybody, and I could go either way on it. On one given day, you could talk to me and I could say, yeah, sure. I mean, having an attorney protects everybody, and it probably, makes you so that you don't have to fight as much because you have somebody else doing the heavy lifting for you. I'd say that's a healthy thing.
I already told you I would give you everything.
But you can hit. I know. I'm just saying, you could hit me up on a different day and talk to me a different way, and I could say, you really shouldn't be fighting with your wife. There's no real reason to have a lawyer. You know, just look at what she presents you and decide which parts of it you're okay with it and which parts you're not okay with it. It's just fine. I mean, that's not like a biblical thing that people all have to have the exact same opinion about. It's just not, and that's why it's not in the letter.
Actually, the Bible says that in conflict among Christians, we shouldn't have lawyers. That's what it says.
No, it says that we should submit to our church leadership instead of going through the courts. And you've chosen not to do that.
No, I chose to do that until it was impossible.
Doesn't say anything about having an attorney present or not present. It says that it brings dishonor to the name of Christ for us to be having to go before a worldly justice system. And that's true. Absolutely true. But it's the result of you abusing your wife.
She's the one that's, like, testing for Mensa.
Baby.
I know this.
Aaron. Are you still there?
Sorry, I gotta go. Bye.
Okay, I'll see you later.